Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Health proposes $203 million budget with smaller projected loss. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County Health has unveiled a proposed $203 million budget for the 2025-26 fiscal year, with final approval expected July 17th. The Gillette News Record reported the hospital anticipates nearly $230 million in expenses, resulting in a projected $26.9 million operating loss. However, non-operating income, including a $14.6 million district mill levy, reduces that loss to about $9.5 million. Chief Financial Officer Adam Popp says the team is still finalizing details while board members expressed optimism, citing significant financial improvement over recent years. Vice Chair Sarah Hartsaw noted that losses this fiscal year are under $4.5 million compared to nearly $11 million 2 years ago. The budget also includes $4.8 million in capital projects. Hospital officials say while challenges remain, the financial outlook is steadily improving after several difficult years. County approves $145 million budget, appoints new board members. Campbell County has finalized a $145.9 million budget for the 2025-26 fiscal year. Approved unanimously by commissioners, the budget funds a wide range of county services, including the Sheriff's Office, Public Works, and landfill, some of which saw increases, while departments like the library and road and bridge saw slight cuts. County 17 reported, County Clerk Cindy Lovelace noted the final budget is close to last year's, though actual spending often falls below the full amount. The commission also filled several key board positions. Among the appointees are Rusty Bell and Kyle Linegang to the Fire Board, Charles Butler and Chelsea Collier to the Library Board, and Angela Oakley to the Planning Commission. While some boards had only one applicant per opening, others were more competitive. Commissioners emphasized the challenge of choosing among many strong candidates, highlighting the value of both experience and new perspectives. Also approved special prosecutors for select criminal cases within the county. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.